radio service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 2003. This is issue number 219, and I'm your host, Fred Volpe, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. In the backyard, finally some decent weather. Our address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number is 419-228-6223. And if you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. If you live in the United States of America and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $32, and to Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org/member, and you can sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Well, before we get into the AM switch with Jerry Starr, this commercial message.
Coming up on this DX Audio Service tape, everything you need to know about NRC 2003 in Big D, this year's National Radio Club Convention. This year, we celebrate our club's 70th anniversary, August 29th through August 31st. And we're doing it Texas style. So get a shine in the boots, polish up the belt buckle, and get your J.R. Ewing Stetson out of the closet and join us. Stay tuned. All convention details are coming up later on this tape.
Here's Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Since the magazine is now in its summer schedule, which is monthly, we only have one reference number this month on the audio service, but the one reference number is tied into a whole lot of information. Reference number 561 begins with a full page of call letter changes, including a number of construction permits for new stations that are being assigned their initial call. 610 WAGG in Birmingham, Alabama becomes WEZN, 620 WTGH, Casey, South Carolina to WGCV. 720 new station in DeWitt, New York will be WVOA. 890 new station in Meridian, Idaho will be KQXI. Two changes on 920, KLOC in Ceres, California becomes KVIN, and KTOC in Jonesboro, Louisiana to KMGG. 950 KKLF Denison, Texas to KYNG. 970 WWIT Canton, North Carolina to WOXL. 990 WNTY Southington, Connecticut to WXCT. 1020 KKSC Plattsmouth, Nebraska to KOIL. 1050 WMMA Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They had asked for that call previously, decide to not take it up, and will keep their present call of WDVM. 1090 WJKM in Hartsville, Tennessee becomes WTNK. 1180 KOIL Bellevue, Nebraska becomes KYDZ. 1200 WINK in Pine Island Center, Florida to WPTK. Two changes on 1240 WTLQ Fort Myers, Florida becomes WINK. And WGCV in Petersburg, Virginia becomes WROU. 1310 KBTK in Corrales, New Mexico, suburban Albuquerque, becomes KKNS. 1340 KGLW in San Luis Obispo, California, becomes KYNS. 1350, the new station in Fillmore, Utah, will be KNFL. 1390 KVIN in Turlock, California, to KLOC. 1400 WHTR, Albany, New York, becomes WAMC. 1420 WPBI in Delray Beach, Florida becomes WFFL. 1440 new station in Pocatello, Idaho will be KBET. 1450 new station in Blue Lake, California will be KCIK. 1450 WSPB in Sarasota, Florida becomes WSRQ. 1450 new station in Pierre, South Dakota becomes KSQP. 1490 new station in Level Plains, Alabama will be WIRB. Also in 1490 new station in Lebanon, Tennessee will be WCKD. 1560 new station in Hollister, Missouri will be KBCV. And up in the X-band on 1620 WPNS when they move to Gulf Breeze, Florida, which they're in the process of doing now, their new call will be WBUB. Three new stations were applied for on 570 in Garden City, Georgia, on 890 in Fountain, Colorado, and on 1100 in Dilworth, Minnesota. And one new station was granted on 1490 in Lebanon, Tennessee. We already mentioned a call. They'll be 1,000 watts day and night, a non-directional antenna. By the way, don't confuse this with an application on 1490 for a new station in Lebanon, New Hampshire, which is still pending. One application of interest on 1110 WFCG in Franklinton, Louisiana. They'd like to slide down a notch to 1100 kilohertz. And one grant of interest on 1500 KIEV, the long-standing, and I mean for many years long-standing CP for an unbuilt station in Burbank, California. That construction permit has now been moved to Culver City, California. Still unbuilt. Under otherness on 570 WVMI in Biloxi, Mississippi, this station has gone silent. They have moved to their X-band station now of 1640, turned off the 570 station. 720 WSIV, East Syracuse, New York, the construction permit to move here from 1540 has been canceled. The station will stay on 1540. 890, new station in Bernalillo, New Mexico, construction permit has been canceled. 940 WGRP in Greenville, Pennsylvania, has gone silent. 960 WPRT, Prestonburg, Kentucky, has returned to the air. 970 WOXL in Canton, North Carolina, this silent station is back on the air with this new call. 1050 WPLC, Silver Springs, Maryland, has returned to the air. 1090 KNUZ in Belleville, Texas, has gone silent. 1150 KCUV in Englewood, Colorado, this silent station has returned to the air. As we predicted, they're relaying the audio from KNRC on 1510 until KNRC sells the 1510 facility and moves their call and format to 1150. 1210 WDGR, Dahlonega, Georgia, this silent station is now on the air testing, expecting to return to the air with regular schedule soon. 1230 WABN, Abingdon, Virginia, is silent. 1270 KPBA, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, has gone silent. 1310 KFVR, Crescent City, California, has returned to the air. 1410 WIQR, Prattville, Alabama, is back on the air. 1460 KTFW in Waco, Texas, has gone silent. 1490 WRLA, West Point, Georgia, back on the air. 1510 WKJN in Jackson, Michigan, is back on the air. 1540 WRSM in Summerton, Alabama, has gone silent. 1560 WRSJ in Bayamon, Puerto Rico, also silent. 1570 WGLL in Auburn, Indiana, now back on the air. And on 1640 WTNI in Biloxi, Mississippi, this new station now on the air. And that's AM Switch for this month. Next is Travelogue. Here's John Bowker.
National Radio Club.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry. Hello, everybody. Say, I want to start today by acknowledging some outstanding work by Josh Owens, one of our more active broadcasters who also subscribes to the DX Audio Service. And you see, Josh recently took a trip around his part of North Carolina and a couple of the surrounding states, too, filled up a cassette with some fine recordings he made using a regular boombox, and they came in fine, Josh. So even the ID you gave another station, I used to do that too occasionally, just fooling around with some of my friends at another station. But anyway, it was a nice job, and thanks. Well, let's see. Today we enter the spectrum of the 800s, and take due note that the United States does not control all the allotments on this channel. As we've progressed up the dial, we've commented from time to time on a number of the clear channels under the responsibility of the U.S., and we noted a couple of the Canadian clear channels, too. And here at 800 on your dial, we find the government of Mexico is in charge of seeing that their mammoth powerhouses are adequately protected from U.S. and Canadian stations. The same thing was true at 730 on the dial with Mexico, too. But we'll all be more concerned with that next month when the Travelogue visits the Western stations on this frequency. But for today, let's take note that most of the stations we'll be hearing are running 1,000 watts in the daytime, of course. except for four. Three are all the way up to 5,000 watts. One is operating at 2,600 watts. That's the very last one we'll have today, I believe. Well, enough. What do you say we get started in New England, as we do as often as possible, and we'll visit the Boston market as we begin the June 2003 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
This is Radio 8, WTCM, Florence.
It's 9 o'clock, 37 degrees in town, Lawrence.
And to many living in the great Northeast, that's a very familiar 1,000-watt sound. It covers most of the Boston area, multi-millions of people with 1,000 watts. You can't beat the efficiency. Oh, and it gets up into New Hampshire, too. They're very close to the border with that state. But that doesn't bring them anywhere near close to the western part of Connecticut, where another 1-kilowatt station is operating at 800 on the dial.
24 hours a day in stereo. Greater Danbury's news and information station.
WLAD. 64 degrees in city center. Another round of perhaps severe thunderstorms coming around this afternoon.
I think we could tell, couldn't we, about those thunderstorms? They were coming in on the radio, too. Now, here's some trivia you won't be able to use on many people. There's just no station operating at 800 on the dial in the state of New York. The main reason is due to all the Canadian high-powered stations. There's 50 kilowatts in Montreal and 10 kilowatts right across the lake in Belleville. And of course, at the western end of the state, they have to confront Windsor, Ontario's 50,000 watts. But anyway, New Jersey has an entry in this log. It came on the air the same year I graduated from high school.
Call that number right now, 215-473-5300.
You're listening to Where the Master Reigns, Gospel 800, WTMR, Camden, Philadelphia, a part of the Beasley Broadcast Group.
When the journey ended, they stand before Christ.
Now, in case you're geographically challenged, the center of Camden, New Jersey, is about a quarter of a mile from the center of Philadelphia. It's the Delaware River that keeps the two communities apart. Well, anyway, Pennsylvania is not without representation at 800 kilohertz. If one travels down Interstate 81, south of Harrisburg, you go right by the towers of this next station. We're working our way south along the eastern seaboard states, as we always do on the travelogue. And let's see, our next stop, this is in a small town about 40 miles southwest of Richmond in Virginia. And I'm guessing that if Dave Marthouse tunes into 800 from his home, he'll get an okay signal from this next station. In fact, this is our first 5,000-watt station in today's log. Here's the voice of Crewe, Virginia.
Country is WSVS Crewe.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Now, of course, Virginia is considered a southern state by most people, I guess. But one doesn't feel the true southern influence of the country until crossing into North Carolina.
AM 800 WKBC North Wilkesboro.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Well, now you might wonder, what was that? Well, and where is North Wilkesboro? Well, let me tell you, it is a very small town. It's located 40 miles west of Winston-Salem, and that puts it up in the hilly section of North Carolina, in the westerly part of the state. And you can tell we were on the wrong side of the mountains to get a clean recording of that station. They operate with 1,000 watts. But if we swing back to the east over to I-95 and continue our trip south, we pass right through the middle of Dillon, South Carolina.
Magic 800, WDSE, Dillon, Lakeview, Latta.
And that's all we have? Good grief. You know, I only pass through Dillon about twice a year. Wouldn't you think I could get a more complete ID sometime? Well, let me tell you the truth. They're primarily a gospel music station, and as my notes show, often as I've gone through Dylan, they simply don't ID at the top of the hour anywhere near it. So maybe I'm lucky to have that, what I just played you. But over in the western part of South Carolina, in what they call the Highlands, up among the mountains once again, is the city of Greer.
AM 800, WPJM, Greer, Greenville, Spartanburg.
In fact, you know, of the IDs I have for WPJM, that one was recorded a few years back by one of our subscribers, Don League. Nice going. If one were to drive for an hour directly south from Augusta, Georgia, the town of Swainsboro would appear. At 800 on the AM dial, one would hear something like this in Swainsboro.
All country, JAT, it's now time for Mutual News. This is WJAT, Swainsboro.
CIA nomination withdrawn. Iran investigation spreads to Miami and a change in the Soviets' latest arms control proposal. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Curran.
You know, but that all leads to the fresh air and excitement of Florida as we finally get down to the southern end of our trip down the Atlantic coast. And we actually do have a station in Florida willing to brave, potential clobbering from right across the Gulf of Mexico. This station was once located in the Florida city of Palatka.
Hurricanes at the University of South Carolina Gamecocks. Saturday night at 8 p.m. only on Palatka's total sports station, WSUZ 800.
Okay, now that ID was made back in the 1970s, and this next one was made in April of 2003.
You're in the time machine on WPLK, Palatka, Florida.
The FBI wants a full investigation of itself. I'm Larry Jacobs.
And just so the record is complete, here's what we heard when we first visited the Tampa Bay region back in the 1970s. Now, that station has long since disappeared from the 800 dial position. In fact, right in downtown Tampa, we now have a big station at 820 on the dial. So the two would not have been compatible. The 820 station is in Spanish, by the way. But with that said and done, let's turn on our heels and head to the north once again, this time going up through Alabama, as we frequently do. And the first major city we come to about a third of the way up the state is Montgomery. Let's see what Dale Hamm got for us there.
Giving Montgomery a new point of view. WMGY.
You know, Clark Ingram has had a fascinating career in broadcasting, a good friend. He does his best to balance a workload with erecting antennas for WNRC at our annual conventions over Labor Day. We're just hoping Clark and you too can make it to Dallas this Labor Day weekend so we can all be together, if only for a few days, but that's great. Anyhow, Clark Ingram was in northern Alabama recently, right near Huntsville, and tuned his AM recording system to 800.
Details soon.
On the Big Talker, 800 and 1230 WBHP.
You're listening to the Big Talker, AM 800 WHOS Decatur, and AM 1230 WBHP Huntsville. Depend on it.
CNN Radio News. U.S. ground troops got a day off. However, Operation Anaconda continues in eastern Afghanistan.
That's a good one, Clark. Thanks very much. And next, we venture into the Volunteer State, right where Josh Owens visited last month. And about halfway between Knoxville and Chattanooga lies the city of Sweetwater, Tennessee.
The Reverend Robert Abbey is the pastor. You're in tune with WDH AM 800 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. It's 30 seconds before 7. Each Sunday evening around 7, we're happy to bring you the evening worship service live and direct.
And continuing on to the north and east, we cross the Ohio River into the Mountaineer State.
And on the main road, we pass right through the middle of the city of Huntington.
We'll pause 10 seconds on MRN Radio for station identification.
You've been listening to NASCAR Racing live on WKEE AM 80, Huntington, Ashland, Ironton.
Here at Darlington Raceway, let's check back in the garage one more time with Winston Kelly.
Okay, and what we're going to do is check one more time to find out what the call letters in Huntington, West Virginia are now.
Is the Tri-State's only place for news, talk, and sports. AM 800, WVHU, Huntington. AM 1230, WIRO, Ironton, Ashland. Depend on it.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
And we turn to Scott Feibusch with a deep bow for his recording of WVHU. Thank you very much, Scott. One of the many that he turned in a couple of months ago, and that was wonderful. This next little town is just a few miles southwest of Terre Haute, Indiana. But that, of course, puts it in the state of Illinois.
The only station with color weather radar in the entire East Central Illinois area, WKZI KZ Illinois.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt.
Okay, well, we're going to take a big jump now and nearly the entire length of the state of Illinois and cross into the state of Wisconsin. And from there, right in the middle of everything, comes our next ID as recorded by Mark Strickert back just 10 years ago in 1993.
Live until I die. That's Clay Walker, serving mid-Wisconsin for over 37 years. This is WDUX-AM Wapaka.
Now this update from ABC News.
All right, as we travel vicariously to the west from Wapaka, we enter Mark Durenberger territory, and with his equipment, we learn how this 2,600-watt radio station really sounds. This is in a suburb of St. Cloud, Minnesota. That's just northwest of Minneapolis.
Country Radio, AM 800 WVAL, Sauk Rapids, St. Cloud.
CBS News, I'm Pamela McCall, taking it to the streets in Los Angeles.
And, well, as a matter of fact, that's going to do it for this month on the Travelogue. We're going to pick up next time just a little bit south of Sauk Rapids with another recording by Mark, incidentally. Thanks to all the contributors of IDs we heard today. I guess I mentioned them as we went along pretty well. And now that Mark is back working with satellites, I understand we can switch directly to the land of 10,000 lakes and hear from Mark Durenberger. See you all next month.
This is a special edition featuring the best of
radio station WWE.
Mark Durenberger for the DX Audio Service. It's summer, and so it's time for us to take a break from the Clear Channel Bandscan to share some midsummer madness. This time around, we're going to go behind the sounds of WWV and WGU20, and then bring you a couple of other surprises along the way. Enjoy.
Your attention, please. Due to the installation of an emergency power generator, radio station WWV will shut down all frequency transmissions for a period not to exceed 4 hours, commencing 1400 GMT on January 24th, 1968. Your attention, please. NBS radio station WWVH will be relocated to the island of Kauai, Hawaii at 0 hours Greenwich Mean Time on July 1st, 1971. First day QSL cards will be issued for reception reports which accurately describe the station identification announcement. Only those responses postmarked within 24 hours of 0 hours Greenwich Mean Time, July 1, 1971 will be honored. Thank you.
This is radio station WWVH Kauai, Hawaii, broadcasting on internationally allocated standard carrier frequencies of 2.5, 5, 10, and 15 megahertz, providing time of day, standard time interval, and other related information. Aloha.
That clock, that inevitable, inexorable clock, showed up elsewhere on radio. As we read from an article called The Last Radio Network, Long Waves from the Cold War, by Bennett Z. Cobb KC5CW. The broadcast had that mechanical sound one associates with the spy and numbers stations on HF. But this one seemed all the more eerie to me because it was on 179 kilohertz, loud and distortion-free. Time ticks in the background, and a continuous announcement.
Good afternoon. This is station WGU-20, Eastern Daylight Time. 12 hours, 0 minutes, 30 seconds.
This is WGU-20. Good afternoon. Then, good evening. No schedule, purpose, address, or other information ever was announced. And after midnight, it started all over again and switched to...
Good morning. This is station WGU-20, Eastern Daylight Time. 10 hours, 47 minutes, exactly.
I recognized the call sign as typical of federal government stations and occasionally saw it show up in logs in various monitoring publications. What I had heard was a test transmission from an RF zombie, a relic of an elaborate lost scheme to use long wave to warn the public of nuclear attack. The station's QSL card appeared a few times in radio newsletters. It read, QSL Civil Defense Preparedness Agency, radio station WGU-20, 179 kilohertz, first 50 kilowatt all-solid-state AM transmitter, Chase, Maryland. What grabbed me was the illustration on the card, a silhouette of gallant Paul Revere on horseback waving his hat alongside a transmitting tower, and the initials DIDS. I knew that the Civil Defense Preparedness Agency is now known as the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. It's responsible for federal assistance in emergencies, such as natural or man-made disasters, or defense-related incidents. A visit to the FEMA library in downtown Washington revealed more about DIDS and WGU-20. DIDS stood for Decision Information Distribution System, a vast network of low-frequency broadcast and feeder stations. DIDS was supposed to deliver audio messages directly to the public within 30 seconds after activation. In case of attack, DIDS would have supposedly saved from 10 to 17 million additional lives in its initial deployment by 1979, and as many as 27 million more if developed further. DIDS's creators in the Pentagon regarded most of the alerting systems of the day, such as CONELRAD and NAWAS, as prone to human error and delay. DIDS was envisioned as an automatic, fool and spoof-proof super system that could switch on sirens across the country and convey information to officials via RTTY. DIDS' unique selling proposition, however, was that it would actually speak to citizens in their cars and directly in their homes, even waking each family from sleep. WGU-20 was built for about $2 million in 1973 as the prototype of 10 DIDS distribution stations. These were to operate 50 kilowatts at 167, 179, and 191 kilohertz with 700-foot towers spread across the country. These 10 stations would cover the 48 contiguous states. Alaska and Hawaii were to have special unspecified arrangements. All DIDS stations would be partially below ground level and protected against blast and electromagnetic pulse effects, or EMP. The distribution stations would be activated by two control stations operating at 61.15 kilohertz and located in Alt, Colorado, and Cambridge, Kansas. These two stations would run 200 kilowatts from 1,260-foot towers. Federal authorities would send the go signal by microwave and landline to the control stations. The 10 distribution stations would then sign on and play taped messages to the public automatically. But most Americans do not own long-wave receivers. The acquisition of home warning receivers would be a voluntary decision on the part of the individual citizen, said one DIDS manual. Therefore, the federal government had to persuade manufacturers to market and the public to buy radios whose sole programming would consist of either tests or actual Armageddon. This was hardly a prescription for an attractive consumer product. Nevertheless, DCPA commissioned Westinghouse to develop prototype units. One of them would attach to or be installed inside a TV set. If the TV was turned off when DIDS was activated, the DIDS circuit would deliver the message at greater than normal volume through the TV speaker to wake sleepers. The basic home receiver looked like any attractive radio for the kitchen. There was even a converter to attach to your car radio. Marketing DIDS to the public required some kind of user-friendly package. Paul Revere and the military-sounding Decision Information Distribution System were adopted for internal use, but Mr. and Mrs. America required a homey, more comfortable logo. Pentagon officials hit on Public Emergency Radio, PER, and Perky, P-E-R-K-I. Perky, its puppy mascot, would be the soft sell for Nuke Radio. Appropriately enough, the dog in the logo appears to have just awakened and still looks confused. A vigilant watchdog he isn't. Behind Perky in the picture is a family briskly walking to a country home. This Leave It to Beaver imagery probably came from the same government department that gave us the duck and cover films and jingles of the 50s.
Dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum. There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and cover, ducked and cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you. Duck and cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck. And cover, duck, and cover, duck, and cover.
Well, in case all of this didn't warm Americans' hearts, military planners came up with a more persuasive hook. The Safeguard anti-ballistic missile system was designed to connect directly to DIDS. The Safeguard radar network could continuously track the flight paths of incoming enemy missiles. While the network dispatched ABMs to destroy the enemy missiles at high altitudes, its computers could also automatically and instantaneously furnish a prediction to DIDS as to where an enemy warhead would land and explode if it was not successfully intercepted by an ABM. Your PER radio would then tell you exactly which area to avoid. Sure beats morning traffic reports. Despite their obvious utility and surefire marketing prospects, DIDS, Perky, and the radio Paul Revere eventually ended up at the bureaucratic equivalent of a swap fest table. The government, citing the cost of operation and the cost to build the remaining stations, deactivated WGU-20, removed and sold the equipment, and terminated the land lease. At this time, said FEMA, there are no plans to pursue the program further. But still, in my nightmare, I tune to 179 kilohertz, and I hear, "Good morning. This is not a test." Next on our summer silliness, a parody of what was once called bubblegum rock radio, so prevalent in the late 50s and early 60s. As annoying as it was, most of us could relate to the sound, and with hindsight, we now realize the bubblegum rock revolution may have been one of the major reasons AM radio held its own under the onslaught of television. Still, those of us who remember chuckle at what you're about to hear, then scratch what's left of our hair and wonder if this wasn't actually a pretty good representation of some of our favorite stations when we were kids. Considered one of the best send-ups of Top 40 radio, courtesy of Bob Arbogast and legendary engineer Stan Ross, here is Operation Chaos.
3:31 a.m. according to the BKOS Master Clock in Greenwich, England, and time for Speedy Clip.
If you're sweaty and tired and you feel real needy, it's time to take a listen to Speedy. Don't give up the ship. Just listen to Speedy Clip on the Speedy Clip Show on KOS. Chaos Radio, Channel 4, 8, 9, 6, 3, 4, 1 and a third. Transcribed.
Speedy Clip talking at you from station KOS, Painted Radio Chaos, with the Speedy Clip Show, the number one program on the number one station in the number one city, is rated by the number one rating service, Numbers Incorporated, owned and operated by radio station KOS and KOS AM. Right to Rockville now, for Little Recallsville, USSR. A big hit way back 2 weeks ago, Dickie Shortcap and Oh Linda. From the big KOS Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., James C. Petrillo, President, here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees, for vicinity, 27. And now, listen to this.
I don't know what to do about my clear skin.
Don't feel bad, Keen Teen. Be one of the crowd. Buy Pimbalon. Adds blotches and blemishes to the clearest of skins. Pimbalon comes complete with tiny applicator and 30-day supply of red paint if clear skin persists. See your dermatologist. Back to Rollville now on a KOS Radio predicted hit.
KOS Radio, Channel 6, 4, 12, 2 thirds and a fourth. Picks the hits for all you kids. Out there.
And today it's Little Davy Falcon and his nuclear recording of Oh Emily.
Oh Emily, oh Emily, oh Emily, oh Emily, oh.
Davy Falcon and Emily. And speaking of nuclear, here's this week's Speedy Clip Quip. Definition of a bachelor, a man who isn't married. In the big KOS newsroom, this news is happening now.
Washington, inform sources on credit with sworn thoughts, but on which China point we put trial drop the bomb. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, employees at Chalkland Corporation, listen to drop strikes about higher wages, better working travels, and the right to lick all pans. On the local front, police chief threats for Anna Cobb with the man of Mickey Cohen, don't break the devil out, and Frank Costello's mother. A KOS engineer has just been shot to death here in the big KOS newsroom. The news when it happens, from where it happens, even if we have to make it happen, even if there isn't any on KOS.
Don't get the blues, get all the news. We mean all of you guys out there in radio land. On KOS and KOS AM.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, there's a dead fly, and that means we gotta go for half a mole before part two of the Speedy Clip Show. So now, let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky, you're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
On now to part two of the Speedy Clip Show and yesterday's predicted hit. A record never played before yesterday and already number three on the KOS Swell 70 survey. BFC, Bat, Billy Wiley, and the Swingers. Oh, mama! Paul Sully and his police record of Old Henry on KOS, the number one rated station in the world. Stationsville, Brakeville, Nowville.
KOS Radio is the best radio. Sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
And here are the late baseball scores. 5-1, 14-3, and 4-0. KOS, where there's something for everyone from 8 to 13.
If you're 13 or 8, you think that it's great on KOS Radio.
Where it's now time to telephone the teen. And today's call goes to Elsie Leffler at Garvey 8, 1970. Hello, Elsie. Here's today's question. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry. And so we add today's $40,000 to tomorrow's Telephone-a-Teen jackpot. Well, once again, we'll try to prove it pays to listen to KOS.
It pays to listen to KOS, but not to work here. We wish somebody'd pay us.
Futuresville, USO now, as Red Denny Biederman sings a little number that hasn't been written yet. Under the motorcycle moon, but you... information, we switch controls to KOS Mobile Unit Number 7 on the inbound state highway.
This is Mobile Unit Number 7. It's extremely difficult speaking in for a microphone and steering at the same time. Look out! There's another truck!
Back at KOS Radio again, where our teenage advertising board gives its seal of approval to...
Frank's Grinding Wheel Company.
For its monumental work in the field of brass knuckle buffing.
The seal of approval assures the removal of anything bad at all. And just to prove it's real,
Here's the Chaos Approval Seal.
Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you, Seal. And now the number one recording in the KOS survey for today. The tune you kids have made the top song in recorded history. Yo-Yo Fergus' haunting rendition of Private Anthony. Hold it! Wait a moment! I've just been handed this message from the Chaos News Department. Because of this station's spectacular advancements in the field of brainwashing, the Pentagon has selected it as the ultimate in secret weapons and has decided to put us into orbit, effective immediately.
10, 9.
Immediately?
8, 7.
Wait a minute, fellas, I'll do anything!
5.
I'll even play a Count Basie record!
3.
Look, I've only been doing this
2,
to make a buck!
1.
Wait, please, you don't understand!
Fire!
Elvis Ricky, help!
Now, once again, we are able to relax and listen as the Modern Jazz Quartet performs selections from Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor.
Courtesy of Bob Arbogast and legendary engineer Stan Ross, Operation Chaos. And a final contribution to our summer madness comes from NBC Radio. This one needs no explanation. Enjoy.
NBC Radio, news on the hour, brought to you by Cools, America's most refreshing
our
cigarette.
Guest, Princess,
the cigarette with mild menthol for that clean, cool taste. Now here is Frank Burkholzer, NBC News.
NBC management announces that an unauthorized strike against radio and television networks continue, but normal programming is being maintained by supervisory personnel. President Eisenhower has vetoed a bill which would have taken away from the Secretary of Agriculture his power over REA loans. He said it would have marked a major retreat from sound administrative policy.
Ah, the power of radio. I can just imagine the picture that that audio created in your mind. Wouldn't it have been fun to be watching that through the glass windows of Radio Central, that temple of decorum and respectability. We pause now for station identification.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Chicago, WMAQ. It's 9 p.m. BULOVA, Boulevard Watch Time.
And that's our summer potpourri for this June. Miscellaneous madness to get your summer off to a good start. I'm Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. Next month, we begin a four-part tour of the transmitter site at WLW Cincinnati, the nation's station, the only United States AM station to ever broadcast with 500,000 watts. Imagine what the AM dial must have sounded like when that blowtorch dimmed the lights of Mason, Ohio in the mid-30s. Well, we'll see you next month with that tour, along with all the rest of our merry band of editors and our fearless publisher, Fred Volby. Till then, good listening, DXers.
National Radio Club.
Hello again, DXers. Ken Onischuk here. And in May of 2003, I want to start out here with an interview that I did off of Channel 11 when Bob Surratt interviewed Dick Biondi. It was first done in May 2002, and I hope you'll enjoy it. So here it goes.
The best program director I think I've ever worked for was Sam Holman.
Who ran WLS in Chicago in the early
60s. Sam was just absolutely fabulous. We had, where else could you go where you got mail from 38 states, every province in Canada.
Yeah.
We had things that happened there that would never happen again. Like the day that I asked on the air, because there was a church in Anderson, Indiana that burned. And I just said, if every kid out there would send 10 cents in an envelope, they built a whole new wing. And they named it the Teenager Wing.
It was a powerful station, and you were powerful in that 9 to midnight slot.
And
you know,
and look at the people we worked with. You name them. You could name them off all the newsmen.
Even the newsmen were great stars. Casey Kasem, legend has it, used to listen to that network show that you were talking about and make notes. Do you think some of American Top 40, some of the money he got for that should be
I don't know about
you?
The money, but it's a heck of a compliment. He told me he did listen on the network feed, and I'm sure he learned a lot of things not to do.
How much of this enthusiasm is part of you even when you're not on the air? Where does this energy come from? Why are you always so wired?
I don't know. I know. I'm just, you know why? Because I'm we're talking, going back to when I was a kid in upstate New York, and I was the first kid in my hometown to get into the business. But I always dreamed of it. And the one thing I always thought, boy, I'd like to be the number one disc jockey in the country. And when you love what you're doing, and I do, I mean, where else can you get on the air? You do 4 hours, you don't really sweat, you don't know anything. Just have a great time, and look at the nice people I've met. Look at all, you know, you, I'm not,
I just want your autograph.
Yeah, right.
So you've been back here now this run for almost 20 years. And since you've been back in Chicago, many radio people, or some I should say, have said you're hokey, you're not hip, you're corny, you're out of date. They make fun of you being on the air saying, drive carefully, everybody smile. How do you feel about that?
Hey, you know, I don't know how to say this right. I just got to say it the way it happened. I've been around. I talk to people who say they enjoy listening to me. I'm not going to try to be hip because if I try to be like a 21-year-old jock today, and plus the fact that I am a guest in every person's home or car, and I just don't think that I want to get into a putting down. It's so easy to put some people down or say something nasty when there's so much more you can do by being happy.
Well, I, for one, enjoy being able to... It's sort of like going into a time machine. I like turning the radio on at night and hearing you exactly the way you were. I kind of like that, and I'm not alone.
When you make a personal appearance, and you're still out there every week mingling, mixing it up with the fans, what surprises you most about the people you see out there and the reaction?
Well, first of all, anybody come and say, hey, I used to, they say, hey, I hope you don't get angry, but I used to listen to you, and I say, don't apologize, because when you think of all the people that have come through this town in radio, and they remember you out of all these people, and also the fact that we're both still around, you know what I mean? Rest his soul, Art Roberts, and of course, just recently, Jerry Golden. All
the guys, one of your newsmen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Wolfman, who died much too early. We're still here, and I'm still in the, I'm not in the stands, I'm on the field in the game. You can't play if you're not on the field. And if they want to pick at me, fine, let them. As long as they mention my name right, that's all.
You're mobbed by people who are 50 plus at these appearances because you were such a big part of their youth.
Hey, but wait a minute. Now, just this past Wednesday, I was at the hang-up on Rush Street. And I don't think there were too many people over 50. And I'm going to tell you something. I got a little lipstick stain around here from some of I know some of these young ladies and young guys, they enjoy the music too.
Sure.
And,
oh, sure they do. I have a teenager at home who loves listening to the oldies of the 60s. Do radio stations today give people what they really want?
I don't. To be very honest, sometimes I don't think they do. I think maybe... sometimes I don't think the people who run radio stations get out and meet and see what's actually happening. They stay by their computers, or they'll take a list of songs they want to test and bring them to 200 people to decide for 9 million what's going to be played. And they may have a point. But the thing that bothers me is that when somebody calls up or a group of people call up and ask for a song and you can't play it, I think you're letting them down.
You really love radio, and you really honestly do love the people who listen, don't you?
Oh yeah, that's my life. I don't know if I ever get fired, I gotta keep talking, so I figure maybe Target or somebody will hire me and I can say, hey, welcome to Target, here's your specials of the day. At least I'm still announcing.
I've said this before, the only reason there aren't statues of you, movies and books on you is because you're still in the game, as you say. You're still here, and may you never change, may you be on the air forever.
Let me say something to you, very seriously.
We have 20 seconds.
You got 20 seconds.
Don't start with
You are still one of the most wonderful guys in the world. Let me finish. You've never forgotten the guys that came up with you. Thank you for all of us.
Well, listen, I think the reason for your success in great part is because, you know, what goes around comes around, and you were nice to a lot of people. Thanks to Dick Biondi for being with us tonight. We'll see you on Chicago Tonight. Now for all of us here at Channel 11, thanks for watching. And have a great night.
Baseball correction to pass on. The Los Angeles Dodgers in English are not on 1150. They're on 980 KFWB. And I just done a winter Arbitron survey, and we'll probably talk about in the future. at least 28, I believe 36, 36 AM radio stations in the United States made the top three in their arbitrons, including the West Coast Bay Area, in which the top four are AM, which is beautiful for our hobby. Okay, that's it for now. I'll be talking to you again next month or so, and take care and good DX and enjoy your favorite sport. So long, friends.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.